Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. We are not in the studio this week. We are actually doing this as a remote. Stay tuned at the end of the show. We'll give you a quick update on everything that's going on here at Killer Innovations. We've got some new and exciting updates, and don't forget to check out innovators.community. We've been talking about that, which will give you an opportunity to connect with leading innovators from around the world. Now, let's get into the show.
This is so exciting. I mean, up in Keystone, Colorado, hanging out at the Cable Labs conference, this big summer conference 2017. Cable Labs is the research and development arm for the entire cable industry, which you run.
Yes, I do.
Everyone knows you up here.
Yeah, this is an annual event that we host here at Keystone. We have about 500, 600 people come in. It's an invitation-only event, taking a look at technologies and innovations for, you know, we talk about it as the cable industry, but they also has broader impact to just broadband in general, including wireless technology. So it's definitely a bunch of geeks all getting together in the mountains.
What I really loved about this year's conference, it was all about thinking outside of the box and risk-taking and collaboration and doing things that really make you uncomfortable. And I think those are definitely what you need for innovation.
It is. I mean, it is about looking at the problems differently. Mm-hmm. You know, and if you think about and look at problems the exact same way you always do, Then you fall into the same trap as your competitors.
Right.
And therefore, there's no way to differentiate. And so part of the challenge is getting refreshed to look at things differently, recognize problems that others don't see. Mm-hmm. You know, as I've said many times, the role of an innovator is not to solve problems, but to solve problems nobody else noticed.
Exactly.
And so it's about also doing that and being able to see a little bit just beyond that horizon. Mm-hmm. And our role at Cable Labs is to look beyond that horizon and be able to identify the coming challenges or the coming opportunities and work on those and get those to a stage that then can be commercialized by the vendor community, the broader ecosystem, and then ultimately the cable operators, and then to the benefit of consumers, which you're able to enjoy and benefit in your home. And you played a key role this week here.
I was the MC. I was really honored.
So we had Kim McNicholas here in the studio. We're co-hosting today. But Kim graciously agreed to play the MC role for the Monday, Tuesday, this week event here in Keystone. You did a great job.
Thank you. It was really inspiring to be able to, inspire all of these decision makers at the cable companies to not be limited by legacy, what they've already done in the past, what's done before. I mean, that's what's going to stifle innovation. That's what's going to keep them from being on the cutting edge. That is what's going to allow disruptors to come in from below and wipe them out. That's what's going to allow people like Netflix to come in and disrupt the entire industry.
Well, this is interesting because, you know, the Netflix topic always comes up in the cable industry.
It does. But, and I brought it up on stage too, and it went silent.
But in reality, the cable industry doesn't view Netflix as a competitor. If you look at, for instance, what many of the cable operators do today is they've embedded Netflix into set-top boxes. Because what you find is in the cable industry, the big product service that consumers love and want more of is broadband. Mm-hmm. What the cable industry likes is products and services that drive broadband usage.
That's true.
So in reality, everybody thinks of, the over-the-top video services is destroying, the business or the market. It's really
helping them.
It's really not the case. It's one of those, false perceptions of the industry that Netflix gets viewed as a competitor, when in reality, they're actually a very strong partner.
And they ended up being a partner. But at first, it was like, whoa, what just happened here? Are we prepared?
Well, it's a disruption for the programmers. The programmers who produce the content, mm-hmm. completely separate from the cable operators.
But still, the broadband folks have to be ready for it.
They have
to be prepared.
Well, think about it today. 50% of all broadband traffic in the United States, 50% is Netflix and YouTube. Mm-hmm. Not Netflix-like or YouTube-like.
It's those two.
So 50% of all broadband usage in the United States, roughly, it varies in different geographies, etc. But if you look at it just kind of as a broad brush across the United States, 50% of all broadband is Netflix and YouTube.
Well, what about those gamers? One of the speakers, Anju Ahuja, who works for Cable Labs, saying that Cable Labs did a study that the results showed that 63% of homes in the United States have gamers. And they are those power users, right? The broadband power users. And they're the ones that love the product so much that they're breaking it. And that the cable industry needs to innovate, and optimize their networks for the future. When we're talking about the competitive games, the ones where I think that they're airing, right?
Yeah.
These games on...
You can watch them on ESPN.
And
$1 million prize, prize monies, etc. The difference there, though, is that the gaming market... It's not a very big bandwidth user.
Oh, really?
No. They don't use a lot of bandwidth. What they need is low latency. The delay between the time you hit the button,
it
actually makes the complete cycle into the game, gets broadcast out onto the network, and comes back. Mm. How long is that complete cycle? That's why if you ask a gamer, they know... certain statistics like what their ping time is. And a ping time is just sending a very simple command to a very specific server and measuring how long that takes. So if you look at games, they actually put the ping times up in the upper corners. So there's not bandwidth.
For the serious games.
Even the not-so-serious games.
I don't have it on Words with Friends.
Yeah, Words with Friends, I don't think is latency dependent.
No.
But it is interesting from the standpoint of gamers and how they do are sensitive to other things. And what you're seeing in the broadband world is speed, gigabit networks, which are being rolled out now are in dozens of cities in the United States and being rolled out around the world. Australia is rolling out their multi-gigabit networks based on cable. Gamers, however, it's about that latency. Mm-hmm. How fast can I... do that twitch control of hitting that button and getting that command into the game and getting it back.
And for most of us, we just would rather just flip on the light switch and know everything's in place.
Exactly. And then
the lights are going to go on.
That just magically works. Or your thermostat's going to, turn on your heating
exactly.
and your air conditioning when you want it. Yeah, so it's a different kind of requirements. It's not, you can't peanut butter what everybody's needs and wants are from the network. And, in the cable industry, we take it pretty seriously. We're the leading broadband provider around the world. The role that broadband now plays in the form of, education, kids who don't have access to broadband are more likely to fall behind in education relative to their peers. We at Cable Labs, we're the R&D and Innovation Lab. We're nonprofit tax exempt. We don't build product. But we have programs focused on education. How do we extend the reach of broadband? How do we bring broadband to these kids? The cable operators have programs, particularly here in the United States, such as that of a child qualifies for a free lunch program in the schools, as an example. The cable operators provide them a steeply discounted rate for that broadband service in order to make sure that those kids don't fall behind in the education. Broadband no longer is just the, nice to have. It's a must have.
Right. And what's interesting and what I loved about this conference is that realization that the cable industry is laying the foundation for our connected future. Everybody's going to be connected in a variety of different ways, you know, especially with wearables. Wearables is probably one of the biggest, fastest growing segments, I think, in the world right now of technology. And right there at the forefront is the cable industry.
Well, if you think about it, you know, we talk about, you know, data traffic, you know, that you generate in your home, whether it's, you know, sending your Fitbit data up to the Fitbit cloud, right, or, you know, watching Netflix, or, you know, sending an email or FaceTiming, you know, with your grandmother. You know, people don't realize, they think about it, oh, that's wireless. But the statistic is 75% of all wireless data, all that includes cellular, everything, goes over the cable network.
Wow. Yeah.
So the cable network is that foundation that other technologies, including wireless technologies, are built on top of.
And it's really going to be key for healthcare as well. And I think that we should probably talk more about that coming up in the break, because you had the big reveal of the future of healthcare, the most amazing, compelling video that really shows innovation with a purpose.
Yeah, and that was the reveal on Monday. We've done these vision videos. This is the second year around what we call the near future. And this year, we took a very kind of personal, emotional kind of look at the role of technology for friends and families who want to age in place. So with that, we're going to take just a quick break, and Kim and I will be right back. We'll continue this conversation. Next up, we'll talk about healthcare and aging in place and the role of technology, innovations, and broadband technologies.
And innovation with a purpose.
And innovation with a purpose.
Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Rwanda is a shining example of how the global community can come together and rebuild a country after a devastating genocide. But there is still more that needs to be done. In the rural villages, students are crowded into schools with no electricity, no running water, no internet access, and limited sanitation. Will these kids be ready to continue the rebuilding of Rwanda, or will they be dependent upon others? Through education and employment, boys and girls have an equally promising future that can transform their struggling communities. For $20 a month, a child can be educated and a community strengthened. By supporting Pioneer Education Africa, a 501c3 charity, you partner with others to provide education that will prepare a generation to take on the task of self-reliance. 100% of the proceeds received go directly to the education of the children. Visit pioneereducationafrica.com to find out more.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630. Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back. Phil McKinney and I are co-hosting today, pre-recording in Keystone, Colorado, where the big cable industry summer conference was held, and so many exciting things happened. But one of the most exciting things, Phil, that I was just in awe of was this video that showed the future of healthcare.
Yeah, this year's vision video is what we call the Near Future, A Better Place, talking about really the underlying impact of broadband technologies to actually make people's lives better. And we took a healthcare bent. In this case, the video takes a look at Jim, who is 86 years old and wanting to live in his home and age in place and not be shuffled off to nursing home facilities and those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. So the inspiration was my grandmother for this film. We had to deal with the fact that she wanted to live independently, but she lived far away. And how could you help somebody in the system in living the lifestyle they want to live as they age, yet at the same time feel comfortable that they're getting the things they need and are being able to successfully do that.
And this is coming at a really great time as baby boomers age and there aren't going to be enough beds and facilities to house them all. And so it's more important than ever that we are able to accommodate seniors at home and be able to provide the latest and greatest in technology to give them a healthier connection to life.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, we're living longer, mm-hmm. right? But as you live longer, the health complications can become a challenge. And you're right, the baby boomers and even subsequent generations, the amount of beds in nursing facilities is not growing to keep up with the demand mm-hmm. as the boomers age. And so what are the alternatives? Plus the cost of nursing home facilities, et cetera, is just will bankrupt families to support support members that end up needing those kinds of facilities. So the real benefit for everybody, insurance companies, cost of healthcare, just better quality of life, is finding those right technologies, those right capabilities to allow people to live at home longer.
And more than $3 trillion is spent on healthcare every single year here in the United States. And healthcare providers are rushing to try and bring down the cost. And they're looking to do so through advances in technology, most notably are the wearables and virtual doctor's offices or telemedicine, which McKinsey & Co. actually has done a study, and they suggest that those, you know, technologies, these advances that allow people to live at home could reduce the cost of healthcare by like $1 trillion. And your video shows some of the visions for the future of these wearables and telemedicine. Can you point out some of the really cool technologies that you guys have dreamed up that you think would be in that connected, healthy home in the future?
Well, in the video, we show a series of vignettes with different technologies that we apply, such as, you know, the ability to have remote consultation with your doctor. You've got the wearables, you know, heart rate and exercise levels and those types of things.
But the one that was checking, I think, the blood pressure was just a sticker.
Yes, it's like these technologies that are becoming the ability to extract information just from skin contact, mm-hmm. not requiring you to, put a needle in or anything like that. You know, there are blood pressure monitors now, blood oximeters we all are familiar with, but blood pressure we're used to the cuff.
Right,
where
it squeezes, that cuff.
Where it squeezes the arm. But there's actually now better ways to actually do blood pressure testing that doesn't require the cuff, and you can do it as continuous monitoring. Same thing, you can now use sweat on your skin to actually measure your blood glucose.
Oh,
so if you're a diabetic, you don't have to have, you know, you can start getting away from the finger prick as a test. And a number of the pharmaceutical companies are working on how do you reduce the finger prick for whether you're testing your INR, if you're on blood thinners to blood glucose, and just being able to do it by measuring and analyzing the sweat on the skin surface.
Wow.
And so therefore you can make these wearables become much more accurate and much less intrusive, because you can just literally just attach them and have them, right? You know, look, I've got a Fitbit watch on, right? You know, I don't even think about it. I don't even think about it as being a Fitbit measuring my exercise level and get my 10,000 steps.
Mm-hmm.
What we find with these technologies is we have to, particularly for those when you want to support an aging in place, is you have to drive to a level of radical simplicity,
mm-hmm.
where there's no thought involved,
right.
in it. And in the case in the video, we show these technologies, though, that are almost, they're there, but they're almost hidden,
mm-hmm.
where you don't,
all the sensors.
You don't see them. Jim doesn't see them in his home. He's not self-conscious about them, but they're there to provide and assist for him to live a longer, happier life.
What I noticed, and also in your innovation showcase, your startup competition that you had, there was a company, I can't remember the name, that was really, it was all about the sensors. It wasn't necessarily the cameras following them around the house, because that could be really intrusive.
Right.
And everybody's been focused thus far about the cameras around the house and following people around. But they've realized that it's just about the sensors tracking where they're at.
Right. So in this case, that company, they had the sensors built into the light switches.
Right.
So therefore, you just have light switches. But those light switches are able to detect, is there somebody in that room? Who is it?
Is it abnormal activity?
Normal activity. Is it outside of the normal pattern? Like,
mm-hmm.
they haven't gotten out of bed and it's 10 o'clock and they're usually up by 8,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then recognize those patterns. And then if something falls out of the norm, start letting people know. Call family members, you know, maybe trigger a phone call to the person saying, are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you need help or assistance? Those kinds of things. You really do have to make them hidden and non-obtrusive. And privacy is important. You know, you want to age in place, but you want to age in place with dignity. You don't want to age in place and feel like you're a burden on the family, or allow the family to overreach and, you know, and feel like they're controlling you.
And what I also liked about this video, and it wasn't healthcare specific, but it was just the seamless ability to have a video connection in your home all the way on the go. They had, I think he was talking to his daughter from one room to another. At first, it was on his iPad or on his phone. And then when he walked into his main room, he could have her on the big screen television. And then when he left to go on the bus, the Ollie bus, I love the electric bus, Ollie. When he got on the bus, she was right there on his iPad again.
Correct. So it's really something, you know, Jim initiates the conversation, or maybe the daughter calls him, but that he can easily, seamlessly engage in those conversations, mm-hmm. anywhere. And the other part of the film, we showed, though, permanent presence. So there's the video wall into Jim's son's house that just looks like it's part of the house.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, they said, you know, the two living rooms look like they're attached. And it just feels like you're in the communal environment of being able to participate as if you were there.
That's really neat.
Yes, it's in the video it has gotten a lot of very interesting traction and some interesting reaction. We did a press conference, and we can talk more about you know, those reactions when we come back from the commercial break.
Yes, and also, once again, innovating with a purpose, which I think this video definitely demonstrates.
Right, showing that it's not innovation for innovation's sake, but innovation to have an impact on people's lives, and an impact that actually makes people's lives better.
We'll be back in a moment.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a half a million dollar cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back. Kim and I are here talking about what the experiences up here in Keystone with the summer conference, which just wrapped up last night. As we were going into break, I was talking a little bit about this press conference that we held here after the video, which was kind of interesting because a lion's share of the reporters in the press conference were reporters for the healthcare industry. And I think they were a little shocked about, you know, the video once they saw it.
Well, one, that it was the cable industry that was doing this video.
Yeah, exactly. That it was the cable industry. And a number of the reporters asked me in the Q&A section of the press conference about why is the cable industry so interested in healthcare? And I guess I was a little shocked that they were shocked, I guess is the way to put it. I had to remind them that, you know, look, we're the, you know, if you look at broadband in consumers' homes, the lion's share of that is cable.
Right.
And if this is a societal problem, and the cable industry is committing to say, how do we help? Cable industry is not going to go build the sensors and build, you know, the monitors in your room, in your house, those kinds of things. We want to use this film to inspire innovators to solve these societal issues. And we, as the cable industry, making sure that our network is there, built, and constructed in such a way to support this. Because when you start supporting healthcare, it's a whole different scale of complexity.
You have smart chip sensors, RFID tags, real-time location systems, and they're all creating this exponential data growth that, and all these real-time computing requirements that are unprecedented, haven't been done before, haven't been necessary.
Right. We talked earlier in the first segment about latency for gaming.
Right.
Latency for healthcare has a whole different level of requirements. You know, there's certain medical issues that, you know, you just got to always be there. You've got to be on the game consistently. And so, you know, as an industry, you know, we are doing a lot of research on how do you drive to be able to satisfy those kinds of needs. And at the same time, we want to inspire innovators, startup companies to large pharmaceutical companies, that we need to come together collectively to solve this problem. There is no company in the world, no Fortune 25 company, anybody that's going to solve 100% of the issues that we need for the healthcare systems. And it's not just in the U.S. This is a global problem. If you look at the aging population in Italy and France, or the challenges that Japan is already having in the aging population, this is a global problem. And for us, given that Cable Labs, we're global. We have members in 5 continents, 35 countries. Mm-hmm. You know, we are the R&D and innovation lab for a global industry. It's a global problem requiring a global ecosystem of companies, innovators, researchers to come together to put these things in place.
And in order to put those things in place, what I liked about you sharing this video at the conference in front of all these, the biggest decision makers in the cable industry, is that you're inspiring them to innovate with a purpose.
Right. And when we talk about innovation with a purpose, there's innovation out there that's, you know, you're innovating just to drive speeds, right?
Right.
Oh, can we do 1 gig network?
Or to lower,
can we do,
latency,
or lower cost, or, you know, be more efficient, take out operating costs or whatever.
And the cable industry is known, and one of their primary focuses has always been cost cutting, cost cutting, cost cutting. You're saying that shouldn't be at the forefront. Maybe it is in the back of your mind, but I think innovating with a purpose actually will help you solve that issue in the long run.
Yeah, I mean, the cable industry invests literally hundreds of billions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here in the United States, if you think about the cable industry, a lot of people don't realize this, right? If you look over the last, you know, dozen years, the cable industry has put in almost over $200 billion into the network,
mm-hmm.
cost of actual construction of the network. It's the largest privately funded real estate project in the history of the United States.
Wow.
With zero government dollars.
Wow.
To go into that funding. So, and that investment just continues to grow, right? Because of the demands, as you were saying, you know, more data, more speeds, more, so the dollars, you know, aren't going down. They continue to go up.
Okay.
Because there's a huge amount
That's
of investments
good.
That have to happen. Because when you're building a network, it's what I refer to as you got to feed the monster. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can't pause because the customer demand is there. Things are happening like, you know, things like home health care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one example is Cox, member of Cable Labs. Cox has a partnership with Cleveland Clinic and actually has created a joint venture to do telemedicine in the Cox markets to bring the experts and medical specialists from Cleveland Clinic into areas that would never have access to the quality of experts at Cleveland Clinic. So that's probably, you know, what I would classify as kind of the poster child, lighthouse example of where partnerships like this can go address and solve some very specific issues. Cox focusing on how do I deliver a medical grade kind of network, Cleveland having the experts and the consumers and the general population, how you bring all those together.
So could that mean that possibly a doctor on demand, the one that's owned by Dr. Phil and Dr. Phil Sanjay McGraw, who also is the executive producer for The Doctors, that maybe the cable industry, different ones, for example, Cox partnered with the Cleveland Clinic, maybe another cable network, maybe Charter or Comcast or whatever, could integrate Doctor on Demand into their offering.
Yeah, I mean, the role there is there's a lot of opportunities out there. You know, historically, before I came to the cable industry, when I was still CTO at HP, we had a partnership with Mayo. And we actually worked with Mayo with a telemedicine practice program into rural Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wisconsin as kind of a trial. And that was 8 years ago with Mayo. We're all trying to figure this out. And what the benefit of what's happening, though, is innovation is happening at such a rapid pace.
Mm-hmm.
Think about what video collaboration was, you know, 5 years ago. Now you've got companies like Zoom, you know, who create a medical grade. They have a HIPAA compliant version of Zoom that doctors are now using to allow for doctors to have conversations with their patients, and for that entire link and that entire conversation to be encrypted and secured to meet the HIPAA legal requirements here in the United States. And, you know, look, you and I both use Zoom,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's a phenomenal product, incredibly easy to use. Now you're seeing what starts off as maybe a small business solution becoming an enterprise solution, now going into a vertical to solve a very specific need in the healthcare space.
But if you're an innovator, how do you ultimately, you can't get started off, going into that big, huge vertical. You have to start off somewhere. How do you think about those things as an innovator?
Well, I think as an innovator, if you're working in this space, you think you've got a great idea, is you got to find a mentor. And a mentor may not just be an individual. It may be a company or it may be an industry. If you take the Cable Lab Summer Conference, we run what's called the Innovation Showcase. So we bring in, 8 to 12 companies every one of our conferences, whether it's here at Keystone or we run an event at Consumer Electronics Show, we run an event at Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, where we bring these startup companies, we put them in front of the CEOs and the CTOs in the cable industry to try to drive those kinds of partnerships. In addition, we also now run the Upper Amphiterator for companies that have actual products and technologies that can begin being installed, and we actually bring them in at a no-cost accelerator to them. We actually invest in them, and support them, but actually help them take those products and actually bring those to market because we think these things are important problems to solve.
Right, and with the cable industry, it's, back to that video, it's instead of being overwhelmed by everything that they have to do. Instead, the video with making everything that's being built on their platform relatable to them and ultimately inspiring them to keep up with the growth in the market and the innovation in the market.
Well, I think it's a two-way street, right? It's, you know, everybody needs to be inspired.
Right.
Right. And the hard part is if you look at like bandwidth growth, you know, it's kind of, if you go back to the early 80s when I first got to Silicon Valley, we thought about Moore's Law, right? You're going to double performance of a semiconductor every 18 to 24 months. Oh, that curve will never last. Still going on. Mm-hmm. Same thing with bandwidth. You're looking, oh my God, I think this thing doubles. When does it stop? Does it ever stop? Right? We don't know what those products or services are. So you have to almost step in by faith, continue to build the network to have a certain performance for a service. You have no idea what it's going to be.
Mm-mm.
And that, when you say, okay, I'm going to commit $5 billion and I have no idea what's going to run on top of this.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to need 10 gigabits, 100 gigabits, terabit kinds of speeds in the future. It's a challenge.
It is a huge challenge.
It's a challenge.
So where should we go next?
Well, I think we'll come back from this break. We can pick up the rest of the conversation and really talk about, it's not just about, you know, healthcare, but innovation with purpose has a much, can have a much broader impact, I think, on society as a whole.
Fantastic. We'll be right back.
Carpenters have their hammers and saws. Chefs have their outfitted kitchens. And musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Autism. One out of every 68 children in America are impacted across every race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic group. If you aren't directly affected, someone you know is. Today's world doesn't support those on the autism spectrum. It needs hacking for us to truly welcome those who think and create differently than ourselves. We're Hacking Autism, a nonprofit charity with a mission to hack therapy, technologies, and career opportunities that improve the personal and professional lives of people on the autism spectrum. We believe that everyone can play a role in supporting those on the autism spectrum so that they can show their unique talents and abilities in this fast-paced world. You aren't powerless in this fight. Use your gifts and talents to make a positive impact. Join us in making a difference. Go to hackingautism.org to learn more.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619. 5-6619.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices, a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to the show. Phil and I are co-hosting today in Keystone, Colorado at the annual Cable Industry Summer Conference 2017. And we've been talking for most of the show about innovation, inspiring innovation within the industry, and the fact that the cable industry is really laying the groundwork for the near future, making the world a better place. My own message, right?
Your own message.
And one of the most inspiring moments, I think, at the conference was that near future video of the future of healthcare and what that's going to look like, and really the whole idea of innovating with a purpose. And so why don't we spend this segment, the final segment, talking about how do we innovate with a purpose?
Well, and I've had this on a couple of previous of my shows, talking about, you know, thinking beyond just simply the innovation adoption, mm-hmm. and think about how society adapts to these innovations and technology. So you have to think about beyond just simply I've created this new widget, or I've doubled the speed of a network. It's really thinking about what does that enable, or what can be enabled. The flip side is understanding what's happening in society, and understanding or thinking about what innovations do I need to create to help address some of these societal challenges. And that's where the inspiration came from the video, which was thinking about the societal challenge of healthcare and aging in place, and the fact that there aren't enough nursing homes and nursing facilities to take care of the population that's aging. Look, 8% of the world's population today is over the age of 65. By 2030, that jumps to 16% of the world's population is over the age of 65. So we have an aging population on a global scale. What do we do about that? So if you start with that definition of a problem space, then that becomes kind of your focus to think about those innovations. Not just innovations because you can claim you're three times faster than somebody else, but your innovation with purpose, the inspiration for your team, the inspiration for an organization is really solving something that we can be personally passionate about, something that we know is going to have real impact on real people's lives.
You know, Sir Richard Branson always says, He has this mantra that runs through the DNA of all of his companies, always be connecting the dots. And I think that that's what you are leading to. If you're going to be a true innovator, and we can all be innovators, there are dots everywhere around us. It's all about how do you figure out what those moments are? How do you define them? And then how do you connect them and ultimately do something about it?
Correct. And it's what's interesting is you know, you don't need to be a professional engineer.
No.
You don't need to be an expert in an industry space or an industry segment to bring innovation. You know, you and I talked many times about, you know, Elon. You and I both know him. You've interviewed him. I've had multiple meetings with him. Right? He knew nothing about space exploration for SpaceX
or cars
for Tesla. And now he's got the Hyperloop for high speed transportation. And then he's got the dig activity in LA, putting tunnels in, trying because he got frustrated of LA traffic, which is where he lives, you know, and not wanting to fight LA traffic.
Right.
He wants to dig the tunnels. So he's inspired by simply just what does he see around him?
Mm-hmm.
And you and I have had different guests on each of our shows. These high school kids that come up with some of these really just amazing, you know, ideas. And it really just reinforces that anybody listening to this show, anybody that is out and about can be an innovator.
Right.
You can solve the problems.
And that's why I think kids actually are some of the best innovators if people would just listen, because they don't let what they don't know and have never done before get in the way of achieving their dreams or what they want to do. They're not limited by what's in a textbook. The people that are limiting them are the adults,
right,
the teachers. You know, they can either inspire them or they can limit them.
Well, we get into the whole, you know, fear of failure problem.
Yes.
Right? I'm not going to try because I want to look stupid. I'm not going to try because, you know, who am I, you know, to do this? And part of, you know, one of the things that we've done, and I've been, you know, I've done a lot of coaching and mentoring. You coach and mentor a lot, you know, startup CEOs and young people to try to, you know, inspire them for success. And one of the things that we've been working on is creating this community to allow, you know, those that are successful innovators and those who maybe have a desire to innovate or who who's seen an opportunity but doesn't know what to do with it. And
right.
How do you find it? You know, I get a lot of emails about, you know, how do I find a mentor? So to solve that problem, we've created this community called the Innovators Community. You can go over to theinnovators.community. You can check out the page there. But it's an opportunity. It's a private Slack channel where we bring people together that are both everything from the spectrum of, you know, the former head of innovation at Kroger Foods to, down to, you know.
Even you, you're on it.
I'm on it. And we've got, you know, young kids that are on it who, you know, have an idea, but they don't know how to, you know, take that idea, you know, forward. And so this is an opportunity to kind of come together as a community and let's find and solve and address, you know, innovations with purpose.
But
what are those challenges?
How does it work? What does that look like?
Well, we started off focusing really on just creating a way for people to find each other and communicate with each other. So in the private Slack channel, there's a whole series of channels, everything ranging from I'm stuck, you know, is one of the channels, which actually is one of the most popular channels. You know, you have an idea or you had an idea, you try to do something and you couldn't move it forward. You're stuck.
Mm-hmm.
How to, you know, help me get it unstuck. The community comes around and helps brainstorm how to get an idea, you know, unstuck. We put challenges out. We see things like healthcare or education, which is another area of passion for me, you know. And we put these challenges out to get the community to kind of collectively, you know, throw ideas together on how do we address like rural education where, you know, broadband reach is a real challenge. Broadband may not be in some of these more rural communities. How do you address, you know, the educational needs for those kids, those kinds of things? So it's a little bit free form. We allow people to kind of come together and find those opportunities to work together and go innovate with purpose.
And if people go to innovation.tools, they can find so much more. What I love, and I, Carrie, this is really funny. This is the first time you're hearing it. He has these killer questions. It's a card deck, like it's just a regular deck of cards. And on each one, it's like a brainstorming workshop in a box, right?
Right.
And it has all these great questions that inspire you to spark that creativity. And that's also available on there. And it's really quick and easy to pick up.
Right. So innovation.tools is the online store. for people to find tools and training and those kinds of things to help people build up their own skill set. So, hey, Kim, thanks for joining me at Keystone. I really do appreciate it.
It was really fun, and I love co-hosting. We have to do this co-hosting thing more often.
Yeah, this is this has been great. So thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.